dictation for Dennis, Dennis Cogswell, Cogswell, April 1248, addresses a letter to Brian, Brian, tweets, Thwaitespa, 2915348. Dear Mr. Tweets, consultation Mr. Cogswell for low sodium concentration comes in company with daughter. History of laryngeal cancer, apparently radiation done back in 2000, no recurrence, has persistent hoarseness of the voice. He's still smoking, underlying COPD, question some nodules increasing in size and new ones to be seen with lung specialist tomorrow. Low sodium has been documented a number of years. He's hard of hearing, has been given sodium tablets, weight stable, appetite chronically low, takes medications for reflux, Prilosec, well controlled. He's been told he has hiatal hernia. Recent colonoscopy, benign polyps, prior EGDs, apparently negative, denies diarrhea, bleeding, no incontinence of urine, infection, cloudiness, or blood. No nocturia, does have his prostate, denies edema, claudication, denies neuropathy, does have arthritis of the knees, no chest pain palpitation syncope, no oxygen CPA machine, no orthopnea PND, does have chronic cough from COPD. Next paragraph, past medical history, hypertension, laryngeal cancer, radiation done, hoarseness of the voice, COPD abnormalities, a smoker, denies atrial fibrillation, he has peripheral vascular disease, used to take Plavix, that was changed to Xarelto, cardiology Dr. Sevensma, S-E-V-E-N-S-M-A, he denies coronary artery disease, heart attack, CHF, denies TIS or stroke, denies procedures for leg circulation. He's not aware of liver disease, no renal failure, no kidney stones. Next paragraph, surgeries. Right-sided groin hernia, bilateral length implant, carpal tunnel, radiation, voice bags, and prior laryngeal biopsy. Next paragraph, still smoking one pack per day, used to smoke two packs, it started at the age 17, used to drink alcohol, beer, discontinued 10 years ago, no family history of kidney disease, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, medication, Norvas, Lisinopril, Corex, Xarelto, Aspirin, Lipitor, Trelegy inhaler, Prilosec, no anti-inflammatory agents. Review system as indicated above. Next paragraph on physical exam, weight 125. Blood pressure 132.60 on the right side, 126.60 on the left side. Bilateral length implant. Upper dentures, partial in the lower part, hoarseness of the voice, looks frail, muscle wasting, COPD abnormalities, no pleural effusion, no palpable neck masses, thyroid or carotid bruise, no JBD, regular rhythm with premature beats, no palpable liver spleen, there is loud femoral bruise on the left side, no gross edema, decreased hearing, no facial asymmetry, no expressive aphasia, non-focal. Next paragraph, recent chemistries. From April, sodium 130, normal potassium acid base, normal kidney function, normal calcium glucose. I see back in 2019, sodium was 132. Recent A1C 6.1. Previously, no albumin in the urine. Recently, 158 milligrams per gram. Urine shows no gross protein, minimal blood. Next paragraph, there was prior CT urography. Dr. Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, urology, Lansing. This is from April. Non-obstructed kidney stones, bilateral renal cyst, small, simple, does not require follow-up, enlargement of the prostate, normal contrast excretion, I believe this was done because of low level of hematuria, incidental abdominal aortic aneurysm 3.7 centimeters. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient has hyponatremia, which is chronic, not symptomatic, with hypoosmolality. Urine sodium and osmolality will be done to assess for SIADH. He is not volume overload or hypovolemic. He takes no diuretics, no GI losses. He has normal kidney function, potassium acid base, and blood pressure on present medications well controlled. This is likely SIADH. I explained this at length to patient and daughter. Sodium tablets are not indicated as he has blood pressure on medications. Consider fluid restriction around 1.5 liters. Increased protein intake, no indication for ADH antagonist, management of other medical problems, including hypertension, COPD, a smoker. There is new hyperglycemia, but no treatment needed, only diet. There is new low level of proteinuria, likely from diabetes. Concerned about the new nodularities on the lungs, to be followed with lung specialist tomorrow with a pulmonary function test. The low sodium concentration has been documented for many years, unlikely to be related to active cancer since 2019. Of course, cancer is a reason for SIADH. All issues discussed with the patient and family, end of dictation.